Okay, question five. You've interviewed many guests on the Remote Show podcast series. Who surprised you the most, and what was the most insightful piece of information you ever received? I would say the person that surprised me the most was Chris Hurd from First Base HQ. I don't know exactly how their branding works, but First Base, they do provisioning for home offices for remote teams. He is very much so a like very opinionated Twitter personality, and he definitely kind of put on the fireside chat persona for our conversation on the podcast. So that was definitely surprising to me, just that he was not nearly as strident, on the recording as he is, on Twitter. But I suppose that's, you know, the different platforms and what suits each of them. So he's very adaptable that way. And you know, the most insightful piece of information I've received is, I've been kind of asking this question to basically anybody who came on, was to like do the compare and contrast between pre-pandemic, 2019 and before, versus pandemic remote work versus what's to come, after the pandemic, 2022 and beyond. And I've kind of been asking this question of lots of people and just kind of been trying to, compare notes and think about that and be reflective. And Nicole Caba, I don't think her episode, maybe her episode drops this week, is somebody that I really, really respect. And she's doing, her company is helping people who are looking to move abroad, easing the, like trying to put a lot less friction into that process. Anyway, she's super cool. But her idea was to kind of put it into a really pithy statement, or maybe it was something that we kind of came together on, afterwards, is that, in 2019 and before, remote work was a luxury for the lucky, right? I was one of the lucky ones. And, during the pandemic, remote work was the requirement of the responsible. And the thing that's coming for us on the other side of the pandemic is that remote work is going to become a lifestyle. And I think that's the thing that we are hoping to achieve as co-laborers in the asynchronous movement, asynchronous work movement, is to say that we don't want to just deliver location independent work, but we also want to deliver time independent work, right? It's that statement to say that we don't all have to be working at the same time. We don't all have to be collaborating at the same time. It's possible for us to have good ideas at any time. And how do we make sure that we capture that and make it shareable and something that can be persist past the meeting and be able to deliver on the promise of what remote working always has been, is that not only are we able to work from anywhere, but work anytime.